Olympic Diary, Day 8. Another day at the Olympics, another late night finish. It's about 11:30 as I'm recording this with you. I'm about halfway home, but it's been another real privilege to be working down here today on a real, you know, classic Olympic day, if you like. Obviously, the big headlines made by Team GB's two medal winners, Bradley Wiggins in the time trial and Helen Glover and Heather Stanning in the rowing women's pair. Bit of tension building up over the first 4 days. When would Britain win their first gold medal? But then, like the classic London bus, they obviously came along two at once, and it was great scenes. Now, interestingly, I've been down here working in the Olympics. Had I been at home, I'm pretty sure I would have been jumping around the living room screaming and shouting. Have I been down here, I'm walking home now at about midnight, and I still haven't seen either of the gold medal winning performances. Didn't see the rowing race because I was at the swimming in the mix zone desperately trying to grab Joe Jackson for a few words after a relay semi-final. Didn't see Bradley Wiggins' cycling because I was at the archery watching our northeast archer Alan Wills get knocked out of the competition. So it's the classic kind of conundrum that you're down here covering the Olympics, and it's brilliant and it's great fun and you're writing amongst it and everything else, but you actually get to see precious little of the Olympics. So I think when I get home, I'm going to have to get everything on kind of iPlayer or whatever and go back and actually watch the Olympics and probably just spend 2 weeks off work doing that, so that'll be good. Having said that though, I have been at the swimming tonight, and it was an absolute privilege to be there to watch Michael Jameson win his silver medal in the 200 metres breaststroke. Looked for a while on the last length that he was just going to do it, but obviously the lad that beat him, the Hungarian guy, broke the world record. So if you're going to lose, then losing to a new world record isn't exactly bad, is it? It was absolutely fantastic. What an atmosphere in there as well. I mean, it's obviously the first time I've been to an Olympics swimming final session. And just the noise and the support, and it's kind of ear-splitting, really. It really is quite a sight and quite a sound to behold. So that was fantastic.